This is Matt Masala with the RhinestoneWorld.com.
Richard Greaves with ScreenMaking.com.
This is Stacy Marshall with Printwear Magazine.
Brian Walker with RTP Apparel.
And you're listening to Two Regular Guys
Podcast. Hosted by Aaron Montgomery and Terry Combs.
Keep on listening.
All right. Welcome into the show. It is Friday, March 12th, 2021. I'm Terry Combs, and you can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me over at oursuccessgroup.com. Today, Terry, we've got kind of a new twist on our quarterly show that we were fortunate enough to get started with our good friend who's actually in the comments right now, Christine Shreve. So this is our Women in Garment Decorating Highlight Spotlight. So we're going to be talking today to Mel Lay from All Made Apparel and Kelly Waters from Stalls. But Terry, I just wanted to like really kind of give a shout out to Christine. And this has evolved into this. She is a fantastic interviewer. In fact, she's got a program that we want you guys to go check out. If you go over to her website at christineshreve.com/women-business, you will find all of her interviews and things like that. So this kind of has evolved out of this. This is our opportunity to see how we do interviewing today, Terry, and go from there. So this is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to talking to these two amazing women. They are doing some amazing things in our industry. And, you know, we just get to figure out what is this COVID/post-COVID world look like for everybody, but especially, you know, what they're doing with it and be able to gain knowledge and learn from their information they're going to share with us today. So easy for me to say, right?
We had some interesting conversations pre-show about dealing with COVID already. So yeah, exactly. Certainly touch on those things again.
For sure. I'm really looking forward to that. But Terry, before we dive in, we do have a couple of quick news items to share with you. This was actually sent over by the good folks at Stalls. So if you guys have information or news that you want us to share with the regulators, just hit us up over at info@tworegularguys.com and we'll be happy to share that. But the note is this: Stalls Transfer Express will be presenting the virtual training event, Unleash the Color of Transfers, How to Print Any Fabric with Full Color Transfers. This free event will be April 7th, 2021 at 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So take a peek into the very profitable world of printing full color logos on shirts, polos, workwear, school and spirit wear, and more. This event will change the way you do business. We will show you everything you need to know, from logo creation to choosing the right transfers for any job. Don't miss out on your chance to connect with decorators and presenters from around the world. Registration includes access to classes like how to create designs that sell t-shirts, proven ways to maximize profits, looking for customers, discover 5 key markets that need full color now, learn how to print color on stretch and sublimated fabric. So to register, call the number 800-622-2280 or the link that we just posted down there. It's a bit.ly link and you can see that there. And we will also have that in the show notes over at tworegularguys.com. So that's my news item. Terry, what do you have for us?
Well, you know, the folks at Stalls do great education, so that's going to be, I'm sure, a really, really good event. I have joined the Screen Printing Mentorship Program, and this release is from Screen Printing Magazine. To help you advance your careers, grow your businesses, and develop personally and professionally, Screen Printing Magazine has created the Mentorship Project, exclusively sponsored by Rock US. The six-month Match program will connect two screen printers based on their goals, markets, and region. Screen printing will facilitate the first meeting with suggested check-in dates and meeting topics for the mentee. Project members will receive a certificate of participation after the mentorship program is completed. The registration form must be completed by March 29th. So just a little bit down the road, and we have a link up where you can apply, whether you want to be a mentor or you'd like to be connected up with an experienced screen printer to help you with your business. So I think it's a pretty cool program they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Very cool. Excited to see how that comes together and what the news is coming from that. So let's real quick, Terry, let's talk to some of our regulators that are already checking in with us this morning. So as I mentioned, Christine's there in the comments and she said, thank you guys. I appreciate the support. the support for women and business. It's a fantastic program, guys. So please make sure that you're checking that out. Typically, I believe it's on Wednesdays when the live versions of those happen, if I remember correctly. So Christine can and will correct me if I'm wrong. Wade, good morning. And we've got Gusta checking in from Sweden. And Scott Ritter, good morning to you, sir. And Craig checking in. Cal King, good morning. Gentlemen, I don't know who he's talking to necessarily, Terry, but somewhere around there, there's probably Eric.
I was going to say, he knows Eric's here.
Yeah, okay, all right. And Charles, good morning. Now, we also have some breaking news from our good friend Jay Bissell. He says, here's some news. These breakfast tacos are delicious, and they are sponsored by Two Regular Guys. Wow, I did not know. You must have got your hands on the checkbook, Terry.
Yeah. I just gave him a coupon.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. So Frank checking in from the UK. Good afternoon. Probably getting close to evening there. And Missy says smiles and happy Friday, everyone. And then good morning, Brian. And then lastly, Terry, before we get to the real meat here, the dad joke, Christine did share Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And there's definitely content that will interest men as well. A lot of principals will talk. We talk about our universal, not just female related. Yeah, 100% agree. I've taken a ton out of the ones that I've been able to catch. And if you go to that web page that we shared earlier, you can go back and rewatch all the ones that she's got out there already. So great program. All right, guys. So are you ready, Terry, to present? This is a really great dad joke, by the way. So I'm pretty excited for this one.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Aaron. Do you know what the difference is between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
I do not know the difference.
People in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but people in Abu Dhabi do. if you've never seen the Flintstones, you don't get it. But that's what makes it a dad joke.
It is perfect in every way for that fact alone. Yes. And Eric says, ouch. Yes, totally understand. All right. Well, great one, Terry. Thank you very much for sharing that.
All right, Aaron. Hey, before we dive in, we want to thank everyone for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. We are always looking for new guests. So if you or anyone you know would like to join us, go to calendly.com/2, Regular Guys, and share your show ideas. If you are listening to the podcast version of this show, we would appreciate you sharing the Two Regular Guys with your industry friends so they can become regulators too. We would love and appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's really important to us for you to get out there and give us reviews. And we'd really like them to be positive, too. You know, let me throw that part in there.
But we'll learn if they're negative, so that's okay. There you go.
If you're watching us live right now, please join in with your comments and questions. Reach out to your industry friends so they can join us today, too.
Excellent. Yes, we're excited to have you guys along, and we want to get, you know, your information, your input and feedback. And we're here to learn from Mel and Kelly. So looking forward to hearing what you guys want to learn as well. But with that being said, let's take a quick break here, Terry, and let's just hear a quick word about my company, Our Success Group, and a success tracker program that we've got.
Achieve any goal you want in just 12 months. Have you heard about the Success Tracker? My dad's going to tell you about it.
Thanks, Lewis. Success Tracker is the goal achievement resource that will provide you with a simple formula for achieving any specific goal you are willing to believe you can achieve. Not only do you get the formula, but we also provide support, motivation, and community, plus some fun swag along the way. This is what one of our current Success Tracker members has to say. Every day, I look at my certificate and carry my coin as a reminder that I am worthy and can do this. Today, I learned that I've surpassed my goal already, and I'm looking forward to seeing how much more I can surpass it before the end of the 12 months.
Go to oursuccessgroup.com/ST.
That's right, Lewis. Visit oursuccessgroup.com/ST for more information and to get started on your goal today.
Come be a part of the Our Success Group community.
We can't wait to be a part of the community with you.
I always have to giggle. That's my 9-year-old son talking along with me. And at the end, for whatever reason, it just came to him that he wanted to go pizzazz. And so it's hard to hear at the end because he kind of does it really quick. But
was that video of you walking on the beach there?
Correct. Yeah, I couldn't. It was far enough away. I wasn't sure if you'd be able to tell it was me, but no. Stock footage, Terry. Okay, thank you. Awesome. All right, Terry. Well, let's get to what people are really here for today. Let's welcome in our guests. And you know, we have not had the opportunity to kind of get a bio and stuff like that because we want to just get out of the way here as much as we can. So, Eric, if you'll bring on Mel and Kelly. And we'll just dive right in with them and let them introduce themselves a little bit. Hello, Kelly and Mel. So thank you guys so much for being here with us. Let's start here because, like I said, we want you guys to share who you are and what you're all about and that kind of thing first. So, Kelly, maybe start us off, if you wouldn't mind. Just give us a quick bio. What's your role? What do you do? What's important to you?
Sure. So, it's funny, what's my quick bio? I don't know if it's quick because I'm kind of, hey, what do you need done? Let's just get it done, make it happen kind of girl. But first and foremost, I'm a mom of two. And, you know, when it comes to my background in stalls or heat transfer decorating, I actually come from the boutique and retail side of the world first. And then got into sportswear and uniform decoration. I dabbled a little bit in promo, and then I, you know, was brought on to stalls, and now I kind of get to help from the beginning to the end. While I'm not necessarily working with apparel directly, it's still a main focus, you know, in what we do. But I've worked anywhere from with gyms and studios to schools to corporate offices, and ultimately, my main goal is to always just help a customer and find a solution. That's what I truly love about any role I've ever had.
That's awesome. Wow, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing that. Mel, can you do the same, please?
Yeah. Hi, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm first and foremost a mom as well. But yeah, so my start in this awesome industry is I started a clothing brand just like a lot of people out there, and luckily just really took off quickly. And that was about, well, a long time ago now, I guess, owned my own print shop. 2014, I think is when I started. Owned my own print shop. We made unisex clothing for kids. And it just kind of took off. We lucked out, got on Shark Tank, and, you know, had some awesome things happen for my story personally and my family story. But amidst all of that, I was lucky enough to kind of join a group of other screen printers and join this journey to create a brand new t-shirt that is good for the planet, good for people. And so we started All Made Apparel. So now that's what I do full time, and I love it. And it's awesome just, caring for makers, talking about the whole transparency, authentic process of the supply chain. And so just feeling super lucky where I am and love being a part of this awesome industry, especially being a woman in this industry.
Yes. All right.
We're That's taking fantastic. Over.
Mel, I think I owe you money or at least a beer because I tell your story all the time to my new screen printing classes about how you can start a small business in your home and have it explode. So
I'll take a beer.
Okay. Next time we all get together somewhere.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Hopefully.
All right. Well, let's talk about how COVID changed our businesses way back a year ago. Mel, let's start with you. How did COVID impact All Made and your business?
Wow, and in so many ways. Right off the bat, we got into the mask game. We just knew that, you know, there's going to be a ton of throwaway masks, single use, and we wanted to come out with a mask that was reusable, but was also super soft, good for the planet. So we worked our butts off to make masks really quickly. And that's been an awesome thing. Every mask has one recycled water bottle in it. So we kind of shifted gears from t-shirts, still making them, and then just trying to help out as many screen print shops as we could. But I mean, it's insane because we all, you know, moved home just like everybody else, and we don't really see each other, but somehow, you know, made it work. But I would say beyond even COVID, a huge thing that affected our company was there was a major hurricane in Honduras, which is where we make a ton of our product. And we're still, the supply chain was already kind of a little crazy because of COVID. And then that was, you know, even more nuts. So we just kind of had obviously like everybody else, a year of, you know, it's like chaos. And then, you know, how do we quickly fix this and move forward and pivot? I love the word pivot for this last year. I feel like we've all had to kind of we were going this way and now, hey, this way seems just better for this moment in time until we can all maybe get back to normal someday. So it's been a roller coaster, but I think overall it's good. I like working at home, so I don't really mind it.
I was already working from home, so all I really had to do was buy a mask. So, so from all made.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Kelly, how about you? How you were telling us before we came on the air about your transformation during COVID.
Yeah. So me specifically, I was actually a strategic account manager for Stalls. And then Josh was like, hey, you're going to this now. So here we are. I was thrown into it and I absolutely loved every minute of it. It's a huge learning experience, but I'm all about learning. So as far as how COVID changed our business, so many people relied on face-to-face, and that could be events, trade shows, even that customer interaction, walking into shops. And, you know, props to Josh and Jenna, because they just rapidly put out more and more education. Yeah. And then it made it easily accessible for anybody to really get a hold of how to start a business. So for us, you know, our focus wasn't so much on, you know, polos and what people were wearing into the businesses. It became what they're wearing at home. And if you're not fulfilling orders for events or sports, what are you going to be fulfilling orders for? And masks. Holy smokes on, you know, the masks and putting logos out there, plus community support. We just saw a huge uproar in community support when it came to decoration.
Yeah.
You know, I think that all the companies that were already doing education like Stalls, it was a fairly easy transition. It's just more education. People, you know, when you see all the people waiting in line to get into a trade show, all those people are still looking for information, training, education. So companies, as I said, like Stalls, you know, let's just give them more.
More. Yeah, is it education? Do you need to find us on different social media accounts? What, you know, how can we help you keep propelling forward? And I think that was pivot. I mean, that was the nail on the head. It's like Ross and Chandler trying to get that
pivot. Pivot.
And we had to switch to this way. And it was just a constant, like, okay, what you were doing 24 hours ago, stop. We're going this route. But I mean, it was great, right? In chaos, what a way to kind of keep trying to find the new, right? You kind of get redundant and doing the same old, and this really just made you think outside of the box.
Yeah. Well, that's really a perfect transition for me, Kelly, because I also wanted to talk about, you guys have shared some of the pivots and the transitions, but from a core or just in general, you know, what are some of the adjustments that you guys have made from a company standpoint, or maybe even personally, that it can be, whether this is the new norm or if this is just a temporary kind of thing, but maybe give us some other ideas of things that you guys have done that maybe people could put into practice right now too, to kind of pivot their companies. Kelly, would you go ahead and continue on there, and then we'll get over to you, Mel.
Sure. So social media, it's crazy. I never would have thought 10 years ago or even 15 years ago when Facebook was first coming out that our world would really be consumed or become a house for tons and tons of education and learning. And we really implemented virtual. So virtual events have been huge for us because it gives people that ability to still get the information and the content that they would get at in-person trade shows now on their couch. Or if you've had to close shop and everything's at home, you don't have to leave or, you know, spend the extra money for flights and hotels. Virtuals are here. They're not going anywhere. That's been huge for us. But we've really started working on virtual face-to-face appointments maybe a year and a half ago. My youngest is a year and a half, and I couldn't tell you what happened 2 years ago. But we really started working on those face-to-face appointments through Skype or Teams. So we were naturally just starting to work that in, but they really, really ramped up when COVID shut everything down. So if there's a will, there's a way. And for anybody that's still trying to figure out how to keep it going, use online, create stores, get on social media, even if you loathe it, because that's where the people are and that's the easiest way for them to find you.
Yeah, that's great. Great advice, Kelly. Thank you. Mel, what about you? What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, so I kind of want to echo the same thing. Community is so important to us. And prior to COVID, we had this really big project going on with Big Frog Screen Printing and Apparel, at, you know, their nationwide print shop. And so we were going to do this big event for, well, first it was Earth Day, but then COVID kind of messed that up. And then it was National Recycle Day, which was far later on in the year. And so we really had to, you know, kind of pivot and figure out, you know, how are we going to do this event that we've already, you know, really, we already spent all of our advertising dollars and we had made all this stuff. So really cool project where you could bring in a shirt and then we would recycle it for you. And then Big Frog would print you a new, awesome, eco-friendly shirt on an all-made tee. And the whole point of it was to just get people into Big Frog, right? To bring community, you know, anyone that's around neighborhoods into Big Frog. Well, after COVID, can't really do that. So we definitely had to make this kind of an online virtual event where they could just order their teas instead, or they could hop into a store if they felt comfortable. And so I think, yeah, it's just this, I mean, we're so lucky we have social media and how, you know, insane it has blown up. There's so many new channels. It makes me feel like I'm getting old because there's just so many new things like constantly popping up. It used to be so easy, but I think that if we didn't have social media, I mean, yes, it can divide people, but I also think it's just brought community together, right? It's just this simple way to say, hey, we're doing this awesome event. If you're around, join us. If not, hop online, buy from a virtual store. So I just want to echo Kelly. I mean, I feel like that's just kind of been the route a lot of us have had to go. I also want to say, you know, one of our founders, Jared from Rockford Art Deli up in Illinois, he did this awesome, you know, event where he was printing for community members and then had online stores for all. And a lot of people did this, which was an amazing way for print shops to stay busy, but also a way for them to help community members by printing their logo tees and then letting, you know, I love eating at this restaurant, so I'm gonna buy a t-shirt, support them, even if I can't go inside and eat there. So I just loved that so many people were just kind of looking outward instead of inward, and innately it helps. I mean, I think Jared had some of his best months during the middle of COVID. So yeah, pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's really incredible. Yeah, I love that you mentioned that idea of looking outward instead of inwards, and that will actually more likely bring you the best months, as you mentioned. That's awesome. And then one other quick thing, Mel. So Terry and I are actually old. So any of that new technology, if you could just share that with us, that'll make us a lot
better. You got it.
Aaron's.
I'd love
Aaron's,
to see you two on TikTok. You guys can do some TikTok dances.
We heard this. Okay.
Yeah. Matt Vassallo is on us all the time about doing that. So
yes.
He's the king of TikTok. But, you know, and talking about these virtual events, we're all getting better at it too. I mean, some of those early on events were pretty clunky, but I think we figured out how to do it better and how to keep our viewers engaged. So, but you know, a lot of things have changed, obviously a lot of pivots, my turn. but what do you guys think will become permanent changes? You know, we've changed the way we're doing business. You know, what are some of the things that you think people are not going to go back to? They're going to keep doing it the way they've done it in the age of COVID. But Mel, what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I think that the Zoom call is going to be a much more regular. I think a lot of people are going to end up staying home. And just, I mean, as far as office space and whatnot, it's, if you can work from home, you know, it's great, especially people with kids. It does seem, I mean, having kids and working is, Kelly can probably attest to this, like it's so incredibly difficult, but there is something incredibly great about it too, right? Especially if my kids end up going back to school, because then I'll like have a lot of time. But right now they're still home. But I just think that, you know, working from home gives you so much flexibility. You know, we just collaborated with Sanmar Corporation this last year, and they already had 60% of their employees working from home and saw an increase in productivity when they did that. And so I think, you know, just having these, I remember what before COVID, I met with so many people like, I just don't understand Zoom. I just don't get it. Like, what are these buttons doing? You know, even my father-in-law with his doctors are doing Zoom calls, you know? And so I think now people just kind of get it. Like you said, we're all getting better at it. And I just don't really see it going away. It is convenient and efficient. And so in fact, I think that, you know, people always say you need face-to-face. I feel like this is face-to-face. Like I get to talk to four people all across the country that I wouldn't normally. And so I there's a part of me that kind of loves it. And I can't wait to get back to trade shows, hopefully in some capacity, because they're so fun and we have such an amazing industry community. But for now, I feel like we're kind of, you know, getting it. So
yeah,
I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah. How about you, Kelly? What do you think is gonna stay once we're all allowed to leave the house again?
I mean, virtual events. It's, I say this very lightly, it's too easy. You know, the behind the scenes, it's not easy, but once it's up and running, it's too easy for everybody to get a hold of. So, I mean, you know, going back to the Zoom, this is all technology based. And as our world evolves more, you know, driven on technology, I think it's just something that everybody is just going to start planning for. And in some form of another, virtuals are here to stay. I want events back. That is something that I look forward to. And like being able to be in arm's reach with somebody is something that I love. But you know, you don't get to see the scrambling here in my little workspace before a virtual event just to make sure everything's rocking and ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really great point too, Kelly. And I think it'd be interesting to see what, you know, once we get, like Terry said, able to leave our houses again, that there's going to probably be some sort of a hybrid scenario that I think becomes the next normal. And so if either of you guys have any thought, Kelly, feel free to just, what's your thought on maybe like a hybrid type event?
I think there was already one hybrid planned, but I know that they had canceled the in-person, and it's the hybrid is no longer. But for us, I don't know if we've really had any type of hybrid talked about, but attending, I know it's definitely been out there in terms of other, you know, other businesses holding it for us to attend. I can see that happening, especially if, you know, as a decorator, you can only allot 24 hours or 36 hours to get on a plane, attend a show, and come back and then watch the rest of education. It allows you to use your time as best as possible and kind of pocket those education moments that you really, really want to have, but maybe you don't have the time because it's your busy season in that point.
Yeah, that's great. Mel, what are your thoughts on that? What cool things have you seen?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that I love the idea. I think, you know, we sell apparel. So I think you just need to, there's a part of it that you just need, like our tagline is feel your impact. And we would love people to feel our shirts, you know? Yeah. So I think that at some point we do need to, you know, get back to, you know, where, yes, you can walk through, you can see, you know, a director garment printer and feel that magic when you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know they could do that. You know, cause there's always those people who are like, I've never seen this before. This is why am I buying a printer, you know? And then, and so I just think that we need that touch and feel. But I agree that the education is the one side of it, you know, because I've done education at events and it's fun and it's exciting to be up there. But I also think, you know, it takes pressure off the presenter as well. I think you can have amazing educational, you know, videos that, you know, like Kelly said, you can run home, watch the education portion, but still get that great experience of, you know, quickly going in the show, maybe even having a time slot or, you know, something so it's less busy until things can maybe get back to normal. But that touch and feel, man, like I want that back. I really miss, you know, for us too, as apparel makers, it's, I want to hear what people are thinking of our products. So a lot of, you know, I think Long Beach was the last trade show I was at, which is so long ago.
We've lapped it.
I know. But, you know, so many people, it was like, okay, we got to get our shirts in Canada. We got to, you know, get a cotton shirt, you know. And so we've done some of those things because our customers ask for them in those moments. And so just I miss it. But I do think we can do a hybrid. I think it's possible. And I think it's possible to do it safely. And maybe it helps us look at what we were doing before and maybe fix some of the things we weren't doing quite right or inefficiently. Yeah. And make it more about the product and more, you know, what our customers would like. And so,
yeah, I like that. Terry, real quick, let's catch a couple of the regulators' comments here. Just quick comment from Gusta in Sweden says, hi, Kelly, thank you for lighting up the workload with your fantastic trainings and presentations. So I want to make sure we shared that. Scott Ritter from the DAX show actually commented that DAX KC got the green light yesterday. So there's an in-person event that looks like it's going to be happening. And then Warren Werbit mentioned, I think we forgot that people really like events and that personal interaction. They will be back and we will go. And yeah, and I think that kind of echoes what you were saying, Mel. And I know, Kelly, you agreed with that, that we are in that tactile business, right? We do need to touch and feel things. We need to be able to go, okay, what's the hand on this like feel like? You know, I can see that on the camera. Like you guys mentioned, the training's getting way better and the content's fantastic. But there's nothing like being able to go, okay, now I get it, right? I can feel it. So that's cool. Good. All right, Terry, well, what else you got for him here?
Well, let's talk, and we're kind of talking about all these subjects already, but what do you guys think will be the biggest positives to come out of this new normal? What do you think? Kelly, let's start with you.
How easy it is to start a decorating business. That's something that, you know, a lot of people struggled during COVID, whether or not shops were going to stay open, if they were laying off staff, if they were bringing home equipment from their production facility into their garage. Yeah. And we saw an influx of people signing up to either learn how to improve their business. So they were taking on education. Now was the time to train themselves on a new piece of equipment. And then we also saw people really take advantage of the calm before the storm, you know, that could possibly hit, and learn how to start a business in their basement, in their garage, in the room. And, you know, they didn't have to take out a large business loan, get a heat press, get your blanks, and then just go to town and start teaching yourself. So the positive is that people got to see what they were truly capable of when they had just a little bit of a moment. Life's crazy. And pivot, no matter.
Yeah. you know, it's interesting. Every time there's an economic downturn, I've been teaching screen printing classes for many years, and every time there's an economic downturn, my classes have waiting lists to get into them. So we're actually getting ready to start doing in-person classes again in Chicago and here in Phoenix. And man, people, the interest has been tremendous. People are signing up for 3 months down the road to actually show up there for the class. But Mel, what do you think the biggest positive are going to come from the new normal that we're living through?
Yeah, I think with everybody being home and just, you know, being on their phones more, and, you know, this whole, I hate to go back to it, but the whole TikTok fad and the whole, you know, Instagram brought out this Reels. I see so many amazing artists, decorators that I personally had never even known. You know, I'm seeing new ways to make t-shirts every day. People are being so incredibly creative. And I think this, a little different from Kelly, but yes, it's easy to start a print shop, but there's just so many ways you can do it that work for you in your home. If you like to have a heat press, or you want to start with, you know, vinyl, or however you want to do it, do you want to get a four color press? I just think that because of all of this amazing social media that's gone out, and people sitting at home on their phones are seeing this, oh my gosh, like I could get a four color press. My garage is big enough. Or, oh, that Cricut little cutter thing looks pretty easy, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just think that the craft area is not going to go away. I think the craft area really exploded in this last year. And I think it's going to be a force to be reckoned with for our industry in the next coming years, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really cool that you say that, Mel, because I think in a lot of ways, based on what I know of your story, and I've been able to hear a lot of it from you, that storytelling in, you know, then new technologies that are coming about, like you said, TikTok and Reels and things like that. But you've kind of been a pioneer in that, in a sense, you know, so maybe just real quick, share a little bit. I know you kind of gave us the quick bio, but I mean, in a way, that was kind of how you started your business, right? That sharing of the journey.
Yeah, I'm all about sharing your story on social, not in like a invasive, you know, too much is too much. But there's this opportunity to share the behind the scenes of what you do every day, and people find it incredibly fascinating. You know, screen printing is an art; it's a trade. Or in whatever form that may be, decorating, I should say, is an art and a trade. And I feel like people just like love to know. It's almost like seeing a DIY video, but you can just kind of a little bit here every day. So I always highly recommend, you know, shops in any shape or form, no matter how big you are. Because I mean, I started with zero followers with my first brand, and you know, it grew a ton, and finally was able to sell it just because of social media and the community I built of other moms and women who wanted the same clothing that I wanted and started making. And and in fact, I sold the company, and I just had a talk. She's actually selling it again. She's not doing as well, because I think that everyone connected with my story. So that's why I always recommend, you know, go out there, put yourself out, you know, push some ink on a screen and show the behind the scenes, because people love it. And then it just makes your brand seem real. You know, there's a person, there's hands behind every t-shirt that's made. And I think it's important for people to see that. And then when they walk into your shop and they're asking for 50, you know, family reunion shirts or whatever, you know, it, I don't know, it just makes it all a little bit more real. And it's brilliant to grow your brand. It is. There's no reason it shouldn't be relatable. Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you, guys. So Kelly, the other thing that I want to know here is, okay, what things, you know, we did things in 2019. I know most of us probably can't remember that at this point. Like you said, a year and a half ago, what was that? But what is it specifically that you're sitting there going, okay, I can't wait to do that again. What is that next thing, that thing that we did in 2019 or early March 2020 that, yeah, let's do that again.
So I know we've said it probably four or five times, but it's that in person. I am the person that thrives on in person. You know, I can be on the phone, I can text, I can email, I can virtual, but I live for that in person moment, whether it's just catching up with a customer or seeing, like, I work from home, I don't have any other co-workers here, you know. Yeah. I get to see them when we have our conference calls or if we're texting, whatever, but I cannot wait to see somebody that I have worked with for 4 years in person again.
Yeah.
You know, it's the little things that you kind of take for granted, and I love working from home as well. I don't feel like I ever stop working, and I'm okay with that because I'm able to still focus on what needs to be done outside of work. But I love hearing stories from customers, and I love getting feedback from customers, or the I have a problem, help me fix it. And I can go strictly to a garment at a trade show, or if I was in person with somebody, you know, I could pull out my bag of goodies and go, this is going to fix your problem, or you got to check this out. And then, you know, just, it's just that camaraderie and back and forth and really building a relationship with your customer that I feel like you can always in person. You can have a great relationship with somebody over the phone, but it just takes it to the next level when you are able to pat them on the back.
Totally. What about for you, Mel? What's the thing that we need to get back to as soon as possible?
Yeah. So I would say it's travel as well. We really like to be a part of our entire supply chain, and then also educating, you know, everybody else on, you know, these are the people that make your product. And I really, really miss that. Like right before COVID, we went to Honduras and visited our new factory and saw the sea of solar panels on the roof and watched them take grass and turn it into energy. And I miss that because it's hard to educate when you're not there firsthand. And so I'm excited to get that back. And then I'm also excited to just visit our customers. It is my favorite. I think, you know, I think decorating shops are the most quirky and creative and fun spaces to walk into. And we did a trip to Denver also right before kind of COVID hit. And I so many amazing shops over there. We hit them all kind of. And it just was such a great experience. And just hearing, you know, firsthand what they're kind of doing to set themselves apart from the other shops around them. And I feel like it's inspiring, but it also makes me just want to go like redecorate my office because they're just so funny and like have stuff stuck everywhere. And, you know, so I just miss that, you know, and a part of that is, you know, just community and people, and we're all craving that so much, but I loved it so much before. I didn't know I couldn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a great part of our industry. So
totally. That's awesome. That's perfect. So a couple quick comments from the regulators here. Dale at Blackbird Studio Design says virtual works well for visual and audio learners, but it does nothing for those who are tactile, hands-on learners. And I think that's where some of this hybrid or talking about getting back in person. I think we all agree that getting back in person is going to be one of the first things that we're looking forward to. And then Christine Shreve shared, I think the biggest positive is that we've learned the importance of community, both online and in person. We need to support each other and help each other. And the connections we have can be the difference between success or failure. So Kelly, any thoughts on that?
That's huge. And community from the people that are outside or your neighbors or local businesses that you go into, but also community within the people that we work with. We had to rely on our team, I would say more than ever, because everybody was not only expected to do their job, but you were then taking on other roles and you needed to knock it out of the park with what you were doing. With installs, we just became a closer family. And I think community is just the perfect word, because when businesses shut down, that's part of your community. If people aren't out and about, that's part of your community. You know, it's one of those, it encompasses everything. So I think community is pretty much the nail on the head on that one.
Perfect. Perfect. Mel, I know you've talked already a lot about community, but any other thoughts for our listeners on this idea of the importance of community?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting back in person and getting to go to these live events, one of my favorite parts is meeting new people. And I'm going to just go on a limb there and say, I love meeting new women in the industry. You know, it's, you know, we're kind of like the minority here. And it's our one chance to really, you know, meet other women, see what they're doing. But it's also inspiring. I feel like sometimes you go to those events and maybe you didn't do that great that year in your business, and that's where you get inspired and say, hey, all I need to do is A, B, C, and D. I talked to, you know, Joe from Florida and he's doing this. I'm going to do this now. And I just think that's what it's all about is, and I think, you know, I've worked in other industries and by far the best community and supportive. I think that's a word we haven't used yet, supportive. Yeah. And so everyone just, you know, kind of wants everybody to do good and support each other and it's super special.
Yeah. For sure. Totally.
Right. Well, I think we've reached the point in the show where we ask you, how can our listeners reach out to you? We'll start with you, Kelly.
Personally, I am on all social media platforms besides Twitter. I never got on that one. I never jumped that wave. And then, of course, Stalls, we are on all platforms as well, from Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. So you can find me on all of those platforms as well, or you can connect with me personally on my social media if you would like to do that.
Awesome.
All right. Very good. How about you, Mel?
Yeah. So you can go to @AllMadeApparel, basically on all of our channels. That's our name. So find us there for sure. And we like to say, join the movement of sustainable apparel. And then personally, yeah, you can find me on social as well, Mrs. Mel Lay. So yeah, if you have any other questions or want support or need something, you know, hit me up. I would be glad to help out. And stoked to
there
be here.
Wonderful. Well, Christine says, I think I need to get these women to come talk to me on women in business. Love their stories. So look for contact from Christine. I
happy to make that connection. Guys, one other quick thing I want to leave here with. I always love to talk about what's new and good. I think that's something that we should always be looking at. You know, it doesn't matter how big or how small it is. It can be in your personal life. It can be happening at your business. But Mel, would you just, and then Kelly will come to you after that, but leave us with one thing that's new and good for you. And then, like I said, Kelly, we'll ask the same question of you.
New and good. Well, I have personal and work. I'm going to say new Perfect. And good personally is that my kids get to go back to school a couple days a week. Really excited about that. I feel like that's new and good. It's been a long time. I think, you know, not only as adults and in our workplace, we need community, but, you know, our kids do as well. And yeah. So I'm really ready for that for them. And then so new and good for us in All Made is just with our collaboration with CMR in this last year, we are coming out with a ton of new products. We're so excited to share them with you. We just launched our organic cotton t-shirt. That's on sanmar.com. We distribute solely through them. So go check that out. And then, yeah, just follow us throughout the rest of the year. We have a ton of exciting new products. And, man, I cannot wait to show everybody. So awesome. Keep a lookout.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Kelly, what about you?
So I'll start with personal is find time to make time for you. And it's okay if something doesn't get done. I think today's world where everything has to be done in that moment and time, and we have a checklist. And I learned very quickly in COVID that it's okay. Just breathe. You'll get through it. In terms of business and stalls, we are running full force with a full color product. So you mentioned the Unleash the Color event at the very beginning. That's a full color product. And Dimension. Dimension is not going anywhere. So we're really trying to hone in and develop more and more products that focus on full color and bringing dimension. So
awesome. Wow. That sounds exciting. Amazing, exciting stuff from both of you guys. Thank you so much for your time today. This has been fantastic. And we can't wait to hear more and see more from you guys as the year progresses here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Mel, I'll buy you that beer next time I see you.
Yes, sooner rather than later, please.
All right. Nice. All right. I can get in on that too. Yep. We'll have one for you as well. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for having us, you guys. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, Terry.
All right. Fantastic. That was,
yeah, really fantastic. Just so inspiring, so inspirational.
Yeah.
But yet, just like the positivity too. Right. I mean, that's the thing that really stood out for me beyond all of the inspiration and amazing things that they do is they just went through this year. You know, we all have gone through this year that was quite a bit crazy. Right. I think we hit that point pretty good. But yet, right. You know, you look at what they're doing and how they're approaching things. And I mean, the positivity was just you couldn't help but just have a smile the whole time. So that was thank you guys very much for that.
Exactly right. That was a fabulous show. And, you know, and when we're talking about changes, I was thinking about my son's, what my son Chris lives in Manhattan and his office, they've already told them we're probably never going back. We might have you come in for occasional meetings, but this has worked too well for us. So we're going to get rid of the real estate. And my son, Mike in Austin, you know, he started a new job right at the beginning of COVID. He's a sales manager. He has never met in person anyone from the company, neither the people that work under him or the bosses. No one's ever, you know, so what a strange world it is, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That is different. And for sure. Wow. Pretty amazing. Cool. All right, Terry. Well, a couple from the regulators we didn't have enough time to address this one, but Dale's got a really good question, and I'd be curious to see everybody discuss this in the community. I know the folks at the trade shows are working really hard, and they all have a really good plan in place. So maybe that's something for the trade show folks to help us address. But he says, how are we going to create a safe space when we start to gather again? And so that's going to be important. Is we have to find that. Yes, we all want to get back and hug and, you know, high five and handshake and the whole nine. But we also have to understand that, you know, we still have to create that safe space for people to feel comfortable in too. So that's going to be different. I like that.
And then Valerie says, I enjoy meeting all of you in person too. I feel like all of you are my friends. And honestly, Terry, that I think that's kind of what checks the box for us. That's why we do this every week for nine years now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And as many of our many of the regulators know, this all started at trade shows, sitting in hotel bars, eating chicken wings, drinking beer, talking to show attendees, talking to other vendors, and it's what sprang from it is two regular guys.
Yeah, totally. I agree. In fact, the question about, you know, what we can't wait to do again, I'll be honest with you, that thing I can't wait to do again is to have a chicken wing in my hand and be able to sit next to you and cheers over that chicken wing and an ice cold adult beverage. So
absolutely. I can't wait for that as well.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's, we've got another five things from Christine Shreve. And Terry, I'm springing this on you, but would you mind sharing her five things here once we come back from the five things introduction?
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
I think we're at the bottom of the barrel, Christine. I think we may have pulled the last one out that you sent to us. So it's time to reload.
Yeah, exactly. And anybody else that wants to send them in, anyhow, we'll talk about that later. Okay. Go ahead, Terry.
Five ways Facebook groups can be useful. Number one, targeted audiences. Facebook groups are usually built around a specific interest, task, or company. That means that the audience who joins generally will have an attraction to the topic of the group. They'll be more willing to have discussions and learn about the subject. Number two, education. There are many groups out there that design for specific garment decoration techniques. These groups do take some vetting to make sure information is accurate. I will second that, and useful. I'll second that as well. Yeah. but they can be great places to learn something new or brush up on current techniques. Number three, feedback. Groups can be a great place to ask questions or an audience that has an interest in your subject. If you want to test a new idea or float questions about a possible new product, a group is an ideal place to do that. Number four, building community. Here we are. Having a strong community on Facebook is one way that a business can build effective engagement. Creating a group centered on your business can be a way to get people to engage with your business. It also can help build trust. Number five, organic ranking. Pages, which is what many businesses use, are ranked using an algorithm. Groups rank posts based on what has the latest comment or like. This allows its owner or of the group to see what topics are getting the most engagement and generating the most enthusiasm. So those are five ways Facebook groups can be useful from Christine Shreve.
That's awesome. And speaking of Facebook groups and Christine Shreve, the Women in Garment Decorating group is out there and available and taking new members. If you are a woman and want to join that, I hear nothing but amazing reviews. My wife's actually part of it, and she tells me all the time about all of the support and wonderful community that they've built over there at the Women in Garment Decorating group. So check that out. Eric's got the link there in the comments if you're watching the live version. And or just go to Facebook and look up Women in Garment Decorating and you'll find the group. Christine says, wow, I didn't remember I wrote that many. I'm the queen of five things. So that's fantastic. We appreciate that very much. And as I mentioned before Terry got started there, we'd love to have five things from the rest of our regulators and people listening in. So here's what you do. You send it over to us at info@tworegularguys.com. And we can share it on the broadcast like we just did here with Christine's. Or if you'd really like to jump on the podcast with us and share those five things at the end, you're certainly welcome to do that. So just reach out to us and we'll get that organized and scheduled. Or record it. You can record a video. You can record an audio. Whatever you want. We just want five things. And the whole idea of five things, Terry, is to just give us something to think about, something to chew on between now and the next show. And this was a fantastic idea that Terry came up with. And I love that we get to do this, but we need you guys to support this whole thing. So share info of five things, as Eric mentioned in the comments, info@tworegularguys.com. So, all right, Terry, well, let's see here. A couple more comments here. Oh, Christine said, I'm all about building community.
this is also something I'm talking about at my DAC seminar at the end of the month. So yeah, if you haven't done that, we'll talk about a couple other DAC seminars coming up here in just a moment, but get over to daxshow.com and check that out. And Gusta says virtually open the market to the rest of the world. So
true enough. Good
point there as well.
Exactly right.
All right, Terry, well, you teased us about some hands-on workshops coming up, but I know you got a couple things on the docket here. So what are the events coming up for you?
All right, March 25th, I'll be presenting my virtual DAX seminar. What equipment and supplies do I really need to buy when I start a screen printing business? And next will be my complete screen printing business course with Workhorse Products here in Phoenix. That is April 17th and 18th, filling up fast if you want to come and be a part of that.
Yeah.
Complete screen printing business course with Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago. That is May 22nd and 23rd. And the folks at Atlas tell me that class is filling fast as well. So if you're interested, you can find out about all my upcoming events at terrycombs.com under the tour dates tab.
Yeah, I love that. The tour dates tab is fantastic. In fact, at some point we have to, if you know a screen printer, maybe you could print a shirt with like a tour shirt or something. Anyhow, that's
if I only knew a screen printer.
Yeah, if I only knew a guy.
How about you, Aaron? What do you have coming?
Yeah, definitely. But before we get to that, I did want to just real quick, one more time, remind you when these hands-on classes happen again, I expect that the first thing you guys print is a face mask. And there right. needs to be a picture or it didn't happen. Okay, I'm just going to throw that
okay,
out.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So on April 17th, I should be seeing a picture of a screen printed face mask, right?
Okay, got it.
All right. I'll just tease. All right. So what I've got coming up here in about, 30 minutes or so, we've got the half. It's something that Eric Campbell and I have started doing about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And the fun part about this is it's 30 minutes, no exceptions. As people know, Eric and I are just masters at stretching things and making things go much longer than they should. So we decided it would be fun to try to see if we could cram as much information as we could into 30 minutes. And there is now betting on who is going to be the one that gets cut off mid-sentence at the 30-minute mark. We don't condone wagering, but, you know, it's a good time. So that's going to happen. You can check that out at liveosg.com. That'll get you to my YouTube page, or you can find it at facebook.com/rsuccessgrouppro. Or if you're on Eric's side of the table, the debate there, you can find that all at his social media sites as well. His YouTube channel, Eric Campbell, E-R-I-C-H Campbell, is where you can look him up. And you'd also find it on his Facebook page as well. Again, ERICH.Campbell is where you can find us in about 30 minutes. And then you mentioned the DAX shows, and I've got my seminar coming up on April 5th, one of the two that I get to do. The first one's called Conquering Fear and Live to Tell About It. And we're going to talk about how small businesses can overcome their fears and be able to step outside of their comfort zones and do the things that they need to do for success. Basically, I want to share with people a technique that I've learned through my Success Principles training about confronting those fears, and not just confronting them, but actually turning them into the art of success. We actually have a success flywheel that we teach in that program. So if you want to check that out, it's daxshow.com. And then my second seminar over there is Finding Your Niche for More Success. We believe if you've ever listened to Two Regular Guys, you know that we're all about niche marketing. And exactly. So finding that niche is paramount to success as far as we're concerned. And so I'm going to do my best to share with you techniques of what does a niche mean, first and foremost. I think that's the biggest challenge that people have, is they don't quite understand. They think that a niche is going to pigeonhole them, but it's actually a way to laser focus them. And then we're going to provide them some steps to find out what your niche is. So that's a couple exciting seminars coming up there. And then I've got Small Business Saturday coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m. But before I do that, Christine put a comment in here I wanted to share, because this is obviously near and dear to my heart, and you'll find out why in just a moment. We should also mention, and this is, Christine says this, we should also mention my guest next week on Women and Business, is Kyleen Montgomery. That's my wife. So Christine says, I'm excited about that. I'm super excited about that. I am a super lucky guy to have Kyleen in my life, and to be able to share her with more people is fantastic. She's got some great programs coming up as well that she's going to be able to share with Christine, but just having a great conversation. Like I said, Christine is a fantastic interviewer. So worth checking out next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then finally, real quickly, my Small Business Saturday. Now, Small Business Saturday has actually moved inside of our Success Group private members group as the way that we first released the episodes. So if you're interested in becoming a member, we do have a code that you can use. It's 2RG, and then that's going to get you 20% off the memberships. And you can go over to oursuccessgroup.com to check that out. But if you do want to just continue to get the free version as a podcast, that's still going to be available and out there. We just release episodes about 3 to 5 months later now. So you can find that at smallbusinesssaturdayspodcast.com. So, Terry, I've talked plenty. Would you mind sharing what Eric's got coming up here?
Absolutely. You can join Eric on his show at 2:30 Mountain Time for the Take Up episode number 57. Look at this guy. Today it is, let's see, Seeing Art for Machine Embroidery, Alteration, Recreation, and Redesign. Eric handing out a few simple tips to help you identify important areas, reduce thread colors, give you a few of the measurements, shortcuts, and helpful guidelines I use to see embroidery objects in art. Eric will also be at the DAC show. Well, he'll be presenting.
Virtual.
Virtual, exactly. Yeah. Tuesday, March 23rd, from creative hobby to cottage industry, Eric covers best first moves to take your embroidery from a creative endeavor to a profit-producing business. And Tuesday, March 30th, Everyday E-Commerce for Embroiderers, Eric covers the considerations that all embroiderers should take into account when starting or revamping their online stores, from the different modes of e-commerce, including custom decoration, to retail-style stores, to the why and how behind customer adoption of online tools and more. Eric has a lot of history in e-commerce. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
And Eric's new webinar is coming soon. If you like creating, selling patches, you may want to stay tuned.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, if you'll head over to ericcampbell.com, ericcampbell.com, you can join the newsletter there, or get on some sort of a list, or just follow him and tell him you're interested in this patch workshop, and we will make sure you get information as soon as that comes available. I'm lucky enough to get to work with Eric on that project, and I can't wait for that. I know folks inside of our success group are super excited about that that patch class coming up, because I think it's a market that maybe embroiderers don't realize how lucrative it can be for them. So excited to learn more there. But Terry, I think we've come to the close of another show. We want to thank Mel Lay and Kelly Walters for joining us today. In fact, one other quick thing of note before I move on, Terry, that I just remembered is Kelly is also presenting at DAX. So can sign up for her seminar as well. She's got a great seminar that she is going to be presenting at DAX. And that was the cool part about being able to have this virtual experience at DAX is we get to bring together, you know, the people that we know and trust, Eric, Terry, Christine. And we're also bringing some new people in that wouldn't have traditionally been able to teach live because of whatever reason that was, but they're able to now join us in this virtual event. So we've got new faces to the DAX seminar program, like Kelly, like Allie Banholzer, like Bruce from Pintavo, you know, plus you get all the same great folks that you come to expect, Terry Combs, Eric Campbell, Christine Shreve, Dane Clement, Charlie Tablieb. So, this is a can't miss opportunity here, and affordable. Wow. I've mentioned to Scott before that, you know, I know that you guys want to get this out to everybody, but this is super affordable. So just go get signed up right now and don't waste any more time with it. How about that?
And interactive. You'll be able to ask questions of the presenters. So it's not just watching video.
Yep. Yeah. In fact, that kind of becomes a beautiful hybrid approach to it, right? You get that live interaction, and you get the opportunity to have that live interaction, but they're also recorded. So if, you know, all of a sudden something happens with the kids and you can't make it, well, you're not out, right? You still get to go and watch it later. You just, you know, but show up for that live interaction will be so much more valuable for you. So, all right. Well, again, thanks to Mel and Kelly for joining us today. The Women in Garment Decorating is a quarterly show. So if you're interested in joining us for that program, reach out to us on social media, or you can email us over at info@tworegularguys.com. We're always looking to highlight and learn from new amazing guests like we got to talk to today, Terry. So, wow, fantastic day.
Exactly right. Hey, we also want to thank our show producer, Eric Campbell. He keeps everything running smoothly and makes this a better show every single week.
He does indeed. Well, next week, Terry, we're currently kind of open a little bit here. This is a new ground for us. You know, we've been booked out for so long that it was nice to kind of take a breather for a moment and go, okay, let's open this up. What do you guys want to learn about? What things are the regulators interested in? So let us know. Reach out. We'll have something great for you for sure between now and then. But if there's something that you're looking to learn more about, I know you guys have shared different ideas with us already, but keep those coming. We'll figure out a way to make these things happen. And then this is a great reminder. Thank you for putting this in the notes, Terry, because it's a good reminder for me. Even 10 years later, moving to St. Louis, I still forget about this whole spring forward, fall back thing. But this Sunday, we spring forward. So spring forward on Sunday. Otherwise, you'll be late for meetings or early for meetings on Monday. I can't remember which way, but one of the two will happen to you.
Unless you live in Arizona, we just don't participate.
Yeah, I love that. All right. I grew up in Arizona. I wish we could all go back to that. I'm all for that.
Yeah, we just don't. We're not gonna do it.
Maybe I should just do that myself and see how that goes. It's like, I don't participate in that actually. So it's instead of Central Standard Time, it's Aaron Standard Time. Can we do that?
I love it. I love it. Then truly the center of the universe. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Here we go. We're out.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.